This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before you guys get too comfortable, I got a bone to pick. Okay, you know, I don't really think I'm appreciated at all. I think hearing all the stories and how people perceive us doctors, you know, they do a couple prostate checks and they make so much money. And now, I don't think you guys really appreciate what I do. Now, mind you, the only people that get a pass are those, our new listeners from KWBW in Hutchinson, Kansas. We're going to cut them a little break. All right. Welcome, new affiliate. But the rest of you guys, I'm livid. Okay. So here, you guys don't realize how hard my job is. Okay, and I am going to give you guys a little baby peek into how hard my job is. Now, okay, let's take, for example, there's this article that's come out, and it's not a very fascinating article, but it's an article talking about how oxygen therapy doesn't really offer a lot of help, okay, to somebody with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Okay, so for those of you that have smoked or people that have smoked, okay, and they have some difficulty getting air out, which is what an obstructive, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease does. Giving them oxygen appears to not really do much for them, obviously, unless they need oxygen. They're talking about oxygen therapy. Okay, so you guys are like, all right, well, you see how hard is Dahlia's job? No. You don't know what the real article looks like. So let me find a nice little excerpt, okay, of what I have to read. All right, so here we go. Oh, you are not going to like this. You are not going to like this at all. Already I'm getting texts. No. I'm not moving on. I am not moving on. Two trials that were conducted in the 1970s, okay, show that long-term treatment with supplemental oxygen reduced mortality among patients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. All right, you guys. All right, good. All right, so that's fine. All right, no. Here we go. In addition to the composite primary outcome and its components, you're like, what components? What are they talking about? Outcomes included the incidence of COPD exacerbation, adherence to the supplemental oxygen regimen. You're like, what the hell? What regimen? What are we doing? Whoa. We're not even a tenth of the way in the sentence. Development of severe resting desaturation as assessed by means of pulse oximetry. Because you're sitting there going, wait a second, you're not in second grade. You had a noun. You had a verb. You had a predicate. Maybe you threw in a participle. You had an adverb. No. We aren't even into the depth of this sentence yet. Development of severe exercise-induced desaturation as assessed by means of pulse oximetry. All right, so you guys got that? Okay, right? Induced. Oh, it was induced desaturation. Yep, it was induced. I knew somebody induced something. No, nobody had a deuce. They induced the desaturation. Well, who the hell's doing that? The distance walked in 6 minutes. Who the hell's walking in 6 minutes? I don't know. Maybe it's a researcher. Because this sentence is so long that it takes about 6 minutes to read the whole sentence. And scores on the quality of well-being scale. Then here's another parenthesis, okay? By the way, where the hell's the verb? This is so frustrating. This is what I have to do every day. Mean daily scores range from 0 to 1. Daily scores, what are they doing daily? I guess they're walking 6 minutes and somebody's dropping a deuce. Sorry. With higher scores indicating better quality of life, we're still in the parentheses. We're not even out of the parentheses. This is still in the parentheses. Minimal clinically important difference, 0.03 and parentheses with superscript 13-14. So now I gotta stop. We aren't even halfway through the sentence. And I now have a superscript 13-14 that I now need to go and find the references to find out. And I'm still trying to figure out who dropped the deuce. And the St. George's Respiratory Questionnaire, St. George, why do we have religion in this? But here comes another parenthesis. Total scores range from 0 to 100, with higher scores indicating worse related health-related quality of life. Minimum clinically important difference, comma, four parentheses, period, superscript 15-16. That's one sentence. I'm supposed to read this stuff. I'm supposed to understand this stuff, and then I am supposed to convert it to you. Here's another one. Here's the next sentence. Okay, that was one of those sentences. The next one. A total of 33 centers elected to obtain spirometric measurements after randomization. You guys are like, wait a second, they elected? Yeah, absolutely, that's what they did. They had a voting booth. They had this whole voting process. Nobody had to show their IDs. And they had to elect, okay, if they were going to do spirometric measurements. My guess is there might have been some, I don't know, grass chromatography measurements or some other stuff they could have chose, but they elected the spirometric measurements. Maybe these spirometers, I don't know, put more money into the campaign. I don't know. And to administer the medical outcome study, 36-item short form. There's something short in all this? Oh, no. Okay, we're back to some parentheses. So they're talking about the short form health survey, parentheses, SF36, which I don't think is a sunscreen. Oh, a semicolon. The summary scores for the physical and mental components each range from 0 to 100 with higher scores indicating better function. Minimum clinical important difference, comma 5, and parentheses, another comma, 17 superscript. Now let's get back to the sentence. I still don't see a verb. The hospital anxiety and depression scale. I got anxiety and depression from reading the sentence. Another parentheses, scores on each measure with bracket within the parentheses, anxiety or depression, and bracket, range from 0 to 21, with higher scores indicating greater anxiety or depression. I'm not really depressed. Minimally clinically important difference, comma 1.5, and parentheses, comma 18-19 superscript, and now we're getting to the meat. And the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index. Why is Pittsburgh there? Is it because the Steelers are putting us all to sleep? Total, you know what? I can't even get through the sentence. This segment was, what, close to 15 minutes long, and I barely got through one sentence. That's what I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Woo! Everybody, wake up from that article study. We are back. Don't go away. All right, we've got some mics. Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. Oh, poor Blake. I love this guy. Man, see, he's got to listen to these articles and everything I talk about all day. Oh, maybe not all day, but during my show. So thank you, Blake, for staying awake during this, too. Let's get right to it. We got a lot to talk about. And, of course, we're taking your questions and your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember we talked about how people who were treated for HIV would, years later, I guess, have either a re-exacerbation, very similar to what Ebola does. Remember we discussed how Ebola, once Ebola had been treated in some patients, it would come back in an eye or come back in terms of a brain infection. So we knew that HIV was the type of virus that does this, where it hides in tissues. Well, now we have more proof that it's that tricky. They say HIV patients who have been treated with antiretroviral drugs still have the AIDS-causing virus in their tissues. It does. It hides out. Just like herpes hides out. Just like hepatitis hides out. That's what some of these viruses do. No shock there. They say treatment with the antiretrovirals eliminates detectable levels of HIV in the blood and controls the disease. But HIV is like your kitty cats, right? They know where to hide. They know exactly where to hide. And, you know, you end up going, you know what, I'm not going to look for the cat, to heck with it, you know, I'm done. And HIV is expecting its doctors to do that too. Like, you know what, they're going to get tired, they can't find us, they have only these tools, and it's a very smart virus. The HIV is one of the smartest viruses out there, right? We've talked about the range of intelligence and IQ of these viruses, right? An adenovirus or an enterovirus or coronavirus, they're kind of dumb. You know, why are they dumb viruses? Well, one is they're kind of designed to self-limit. I mean, they're going to die on their own anyway. Two, when they affect you, you know it pretty much. Okay, within a couple of days, you know they're there, so you can fight them. You know, you could try to boost up your immunity. You can, sometimes take medications to combat some of their symptoms. You know, three, when these stupid viruses attack us, they attack us in areas where we could sneeze them back out or poop them back out. When an adenovirus or coronavirus affects a respiratory tree, you cough it, you can cough it and sneeze it out. Enteroviruses, if they affect your GI tract, you can vomit and poop them out. So they really don't have a means to propagate and stay there long term. Yeah, they could, you know, cause a lot of damage, you know, cause a lot of turmoil, but for the most part, they're kind of dumb. Then you got the smarter viruses, okay? These viruses are kind of more the teenagers, all right? Where when you get them, they make it well known. You know, like a hepatitis. I mean, you know you got hepatitis when you get hepatitis. Right? Or, when you get herpes, you know, within a week, you know you got herpes. They're like, I'm here. And then you say, go to your room. And you try to fight them. And you can get it to quiesce, but they're like, go to my room, I'm still here. And they camp out. And then they'll every now and then come out of their room and peek their ugly head out and do stuff. Herpes virus is known for that, chickenpox virus. Chickenpox virus will do all its damage, then it'll wait and come out of shingles. So then you have those viruses, so they're kind of smarter. Then you got the HIV virus, which is the smartest of the viruses. This is the smartest one, okay? So first, it's not self-limiting. Okay, that HIV virus can be with you for life. Two, it doesn't affect something that you could just sneeze out, cough out, or poop out initially. What is the area of the body that HIV decides to set up shop? Your T lymphocytes, your blood cells. It's brilliant. And that's deep, deep, deep into your body. You're not going to sneeze, pee, poop that out, okay? I mean, it is deep, deep, deep in there. Plus, as opposed to the stupid viruses of adeno and coronavirus where, you know, everybody knows they have the virus, okay? So you know to keep away from an infected host. With HIV, no. It could fester for months without anybody really knowing. So, and it's not that apparent where everybody else can see it. There's no rash, there's no sign most of the time, so you don't know. Okay? So HIV attacks the only cell in the body that's not only deep, but also fights it. If you are going to infect somebody, okay, and you decide to, let's say, infect a finger, they could just cut off the finger and you're done for. But if you infect the only thing that can fight you, then, and you make that cell turn around and make more of you, it's brilliant. Plus, you're not getting HIV from, I don't know, eating at a restaurant. You're getting it from one of the most fun apps out there, Sex. It's brilliant. HIV, and yeah, IV drugs, etc., and blood transfusion, but still. HIV is one of the smartest ones. So now, we're being told that, again, they found proof that it hides out in the tissues. Of course it does. Which is why you could have viral counts that read as zero in the blood, but it'll sit there in the tissues, figure out how to multiply, but lay low. That's what's so brilliant about these viruses, how they figure out how to lay low. According to Dr. Michael McGrath, looking in tissues of treated HIV patients, we found that HIV in some tissues did not appear to be affected by antiretrovirals. The antiretrovirals are supposed to kind of, kill them off. Okay, they're supposed to affect their RNA or DNA, their genetic material, such that they can't continue to multiply and propagate. But they also didn't see drug resistance. So what we talked about years ago on the show is how HIV knows where to hide, where the medications can't get to it. And I think they were talking about, suicide bomber type of treatments where, you tag a T cell, HIV will be like, oh, okay, I'm going to infect you next. And then the T cell decides to destroy them both together. You know, they were trying to work on that type of thing. So if you can't get into these tissues, what they did is researchers analyzed autopsy tissue samples from 5 HIV patients who took antiretrovirals and found undetectable levels in the virus in their blood, but the virus ended up migrating to the brain, the kidney, the spleen, and other tissues, okay, similar to when an HIV patient doesn't take the antiretroviral drug. So it's a very, very smart, super smart virus. Now, HIV was in the news as they were discussing this theory that we thought, I guess back in the 80s, that there was a flight attendant that had spread HIV, and the flight attendant had picked it up from Africa, came to San Francisco, spread HIV there, and so the roots of HIV started in the 80s. And no, a new genetic study says the global epidemic of HIV and AIDS actually started in New York around 1970. Okay, and this patient zero, no. Researchers got a hold of frozen samples of blood taken from patients years before the HIV that causes AIDS was ever recognized. Okay, remember in the 70s, there were gay men dying, but they didn't know why. They could have put their fingers on what was happening. And they found that HIV was actually circulating widely during the 1970s, and certainly before people began noticing what they used to call quote-unquote gay plague in New York in the early 1980s. They say we could jump into the U.S. in about 1970 and 1971, according to Michael Worraby, an expert in the evolution of viruses at U of A, University of Arizona, said HIV had spread to a large number of people many years before AIDS was noticed. Their findings also suggest that HIV moved from New York to San Francisco in about 1976. New York City acts as a hub from which a virus moves to the West Coast. Basically, they said HIV first came to humans when the virus leapt from apes to humans in Africa. This was in the beginning of the 20th century. And then it circulated in Central Africa before hitting the Caribbean in the 1960s. They say genetic evidence supports the theory that the virus might have came from Caribbean, maybe Haiti, to New York in the year 1970. Then it spread explosively because of the New York hub to Europe, Australia, and Asia. So they say right now, according to NBC News, that HIV affects more than 36 million people worldwide. About 35 million people have died from AIDS thus far. 2 million are infected every year, and 1 million died of it last year. In the U.S., more than 1.2 million people currently have HIV. 50,000 people are newly affected each year. There's now a couple dozen medicines on the market. There's also a medicine that's a PrEP medicine, the Truvada, to hopefully prevent you getting HIV. But it's still not 100%. So very interesting. It blows my mind how they could look at DNA from decades ago. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Your life and say you're on my soul. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Wow. This is interesting, okay? Carol Ann writes, my father is 76 and is confined to a wheelchair. My mother is 75 and pretty frail. And my dad, she writes, refuses to let her hire a nurse. She can't lift him or take care of him. She has health issues herself. Dad only wants her taking care of him and cites privacy and a, quote, nurse will steal, unquote, as the issues. She writes, I think he's starting to get dementia. He needs to go to a nursing home. I give up. We're running out of options. Okay, this is tough. This is tough. Okay. One is, you know, how do you convince an elderly patient that they need help? In my family, it was a little different. Okay, and again, I can't say that this method is going to work with you guys. But, I mean, in my family, you just did what you had to do. And if we needed a nurse, we got a nurse. None of our family had money. And so, of course, Grandma and Grandpa lived with us. And there was only so much. One of them had congestive heart failure. The other one had metastatic cancer. There was only so much that we as grandchildren could do. And there's a lot of talk about, well, if you force an elderly person into a nursing home, that could be against the law because there are civil rights. You're right. There are civil rights. However, if you also don't want to fall under the legal dilemma of elder neglect and elder abuse, if you are not fit to provide that type of medical care, right, and your family member, while you're at work, is going to be sitting in excrement, then there's legal ramifications from that also. So, in terms of laws, I really suggest to, look up in your particular state how that works. You're probably also going to need to discuss it with, your elderly parent's physician. You know, and say, look, on one end, yeah, I want to respect their rights. I can't force them to go to a nursing home, but on the other end, they're going to be neglected if I'm not there. So what do we do? Now, home health nurses, okay, and these skilled medical professionals that come to the house, there are many things that they can do. But when you have a family member refuse, and this happens all the time, nobody wants a stranger in their home. And on one end, I don't blame them. Okay, how do you trust somebody? You always hear people stealing. Doesn't necessarily have to be the nurse or the housekeeper or the kids' friends, grandkids' friends, going into the bar and, people coming into the home take things. It happens all the time to us. We have things to, and it's like, okay, who did this? Come on, do I really have to, what is it called when you, not sift, what's it called when you, have to pat them down. There's things like that happen. So obviously, you could convince them, say, look, everything's locked up. It's all in the safe. Oh, they'll find the combination. Do you want us to hold all your possessions, in a safe deposit box? No, I want that. So they're gonna find arguments. But one thing I notice with my patients, and one thing I notice with a lot of family members, et cetera, is you just do it sometimes in terms of getting a nurse or a skilled person. And once they get over that initial fear or that stereotype and go, you want to know what? She does things for me that you can't. It didn't hurt when she got me in and out of the shower, whereas you were stumbling and I was banging against the wall. They may actually like it. But you gotta get them to that point where they try it. Now don't say, look, we're gonna try a nurse for a week and if you don't like it, she's out of here or he's out of here. No, that doesn't work. Okay? And here's the thing. These skilled, professionals that come in that, assist people in, for movement or occupational therapy or physical therapy or with meals, etc. I mean, they are already trained on what to do if you have a hostile patient. Now, you also don't want to put them at risk. I mean, if you have, let's say, Grandpa saying, I'm going to shoot him. You could hire her, but she comes into my house, I'm going to shoot her. Take away the guns. All right? And put them in a place that's locked. I mean, again, you want to make, if they're starting to be demented, and start, and that's a sign of dementia. It is. Okay, you know, when they start saying that they're going to kill somebody, you know, you have to take it seriously. And I'm not for taking away anybody's guns. I don't want anybody taking away mine or, you know. But if you think that somebody's life is going to be at risk, but the reason why I say in that particular instance, you got to take away the guns, is if they start to be of that mindset that anybody walking into the house, they're going to shoot, then what happens when your grandkids go in to check on them? And they spook them without even realizing. Or you one day go in and they don't recognize you. You know, it's an issue. So you need to have a sit down with the doctor. You need to have a sit down. And when they say, look, mom can't take care of you anymore, they'll be like, no. Yeah, she can. You know, sometimes also with dementia, the selfishness sets in. You know, they don't realize that mom has health issues or you know. I got to tell you, most of the cases, when you start to have the nurse come in and you have that and you know, they'll actually like it. And it doesn't have to be an everyday thing. It could be a couple days a week. You know, they don't have to shower every day. There are lots of different ways to have them, you know, get in and out of bathroom, toileting, cleaning, etc. But, you know, you can have somebody come a couple times a day, or a couple times a week, I should say. You know, depending on what they need. If they need occupational therapy or physical therapy, it's going to happen. And the reason why I say get the doctor involved, or get the main medical provider involved, is because what you want to do is have an outside family influence. You have to get all the family on board. You got to get all the siblings on board, sons, daughters, if they're brothers alive, say, quit being a jerk. You know, somebody in the family, they'll listen to it. It's always like that. You know, like with my family. Okay? I can't stand that. Okay? Nobody listens to me. But my brother, okay, who is one of the biggest jerks possible, and he knows I feel that way about him, he says something. Oh, he said to do this. I'm like, are you really? Are you kidding me? I'm the one with the medical background. Yet he says it, and it's like, oh, I guess we have to do it, really? Really? So you got to get that one family member involved. You have to. You got to get that one family member involved. But you also got to get somebody outside the family saying, look, I'm ordering therapy. Okay? I'm ordering therapy. You need physical therapy. You need occupational therapy. All right, doctor. Because a lot of them will listen to the doctor. They will. So it takes an intervention. But by no means should anybody be giving up their lives, okay, and putting themselves at risk for somebody else. You are going to be kicking yourself for not jumping in and not, because again, nobody likes it. Nobody likes to age. Nobody likes to be taken care of. But I got to tell you, after a while, they do end up liking the nurse. Or liking the, and they're like, you know what, this isn't bad. They get used to it. But the idea of having to leave their house, or the idea of having to be, you know, it has to be overcome. Great question. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're coming up on Halloween. I cannot wait. Halloween is one of my favorite holidays. See? Unfortunately, this is the number one time where kids get killed. By motor vehicles, pedestrian motor vehicle accidents. And so Safe Kids Worldwide website is suggesting please, please, please pay extra attention. You should be paying extra attention anyway every day of the year, but early afternoon when it's daylight, start driving super slow. No cell phones in the car. Watch for kids at intersections. Watch the driveways, the alleyways. Put your headlights on earlier. They are going to be out there early this year. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show.
It's not Michael. Mikal writes, what is Bill Clinton doing? Oh, what is Bill Clinton going to do in the White House? Hillary hasn't said what role he will take. Again, you know, I'm a medical doctor, so I even though I talk about politics a lot, I haven't even given much thought. I mean, I remember we thought of it originally when she was running. You know, what is a first man? What is he even going to be called? But that is very interesting. Nobody's really discussing. I mean, Bill Clinton, being the figure that he is, and now with, you know, the WikiLeaks dumps of, you know, the money he was making with his, his public speaking and all the other issues around the whole pay-for-play controversy, I don't know. Because usually first ladies will pick, like Michelle Obama was about obesity and getting people moving and exercise, which I thought she did a great job with, actually. Usually your first ladies will pick non-controversial, very easily amicable and agreed upon charges to take on passions, like, for example, childhood poverty or reading, you know, making sure, we don't have kids that don't know how to read. And they do that on purpose because they don't want the wife of the president to add more negativity to the presidency. So they want whatever she does to be media neutral. So I don't know if Bill Clinton could be a media neutral figure. All right. Yes, a lot of us liked him. There's been a lot of people on the right that did vote for him, all right, years ago. But, you know, with all of this coming into play and with, you know, so much animosity towards Hillary and reliving, let's say, a presidency you might not have liked, I don't know how media neutral Bill Clinton would be, but you guys are kind of missing a point. Nothing seems to take Hillary down. I mean, all this stuff coming out in the news doesn't touch her polls. All right, with everything that's been done and everything that's being reported and all the rumors and all the, you know, and her health issues, the majority of Americans don't really mind. So I guess Bill Clinton, my guess is, will be able to do whatever he wants until there's some shift or some earth-shattering act by government, since the FBI and the Attorney General don't find anything that Hillary did as being illegal or worthy of repercussion, which blows my mind, worthy of a lack of security clearance, then my guess is Bill Clinton will be able to do whatever he wants. It's going to be very entertaining presidency. And again, you know, I don't want everybody throwing in the towel. I understand this is a very head shaker type of, Donald Trump in the White House. Is everything going to be gold? Is there going to be, how are his addresses going to be? What is his entourage going to look like? Is he going to have a staff and a king crown? We all have these stereotypes or these images that we think that these our candidates will have. But it's a very good point, because I don't know. In terms of health care, I don't know. One thing I did say that I do predict is Obamacare is going to go by the wayside very quickly with a Hillary presidency. Hillary is going to come up with her own plan and want to put her own seal of approval on her own legacy. So I don't think she's going to try to make Obamacare work unless she has a tie to the Obamas that she wants to keep them appeased for maybe some future issue. I don't see it. If she's president, unless maybe for re-election, but I foresee her sometime in her presidency getting rid of Obamacare and coming up with a Hillary type care. So yeah, and maybe Bill Clinton will spearhead it. I don't know, but my guess is that's something she's going to take on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Actually, one of you had written me a while back that the reason why you're voting for Hillary is not that you like Hillary, it's because you like Bill. And you liked the Bill presidency, and you want Bill back in the White House. That would make a lot of sense for those people supporting Hillary. Now, because you look at people going, why are people supporting Trump with all his issues? Why are people supporting Hillary with all her issues? Maybe who people are voting for is Bill Clinton this whole time. Maybe people want Bill in there. Now, does Hillary listen to Bill? I don't know. I have no idea what their relationship is. I don't know. I mean, my guess is she's probably like, you know what, shut up, this is now my show. Okay, you know, get off the stage. But maybe not. And so, I was in college during the Bill Clinton presidency. I think there was a lot of mistakes done. But, you know, for the most part, we liked him. I mean, we reelected him. So that could be another thing that's going on. People are voting for Bill Clinton. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of the Clintons, we have a medical article here online. A new study in Nature Neuroscience confirms the reason for the Pinocchio issue, where once you tell a lie, you just keep lying, and you keep lying, you keep lying. This, I think the study came out early in the week where scientists at University College London and Duke University have shown that repetition of small lies weakens the negative emotions associated with telling untruths, leading to bigger lies down the road. In a laboratory experiment, 80 college volunteers told a second participant their best guess at the number of pennies in a jar. Various scenarios gave them incentives for being dishonest about the amount. In one, dishonesty about the amount benefited the first subject only, and then dishonesty benefited both or benefited... Okay, I don't know what they're saying. Do you guys know what they're saying? I don't get it. I'm not lying. I don't get it. They say people often perceive self-serving dishonesty as morally wrong and report uneasiness when engaging in such a behavior. They say consistent with these reports, measures of emotional arousal are observed when people deceive. I'm still lost. Okay, do you guys get this? Okay, well, they're talking about an MRI. Maybe I could get that. The researchers scanned subjects' brains with a functional MRI while they performed the various tasks, focusing their attention on the amygdala, and amygdala is where our emotions, emotional behavior, and motivation are all integrated. The scientists discovered that more times subjects lied to benefit only themselves, the less activity in the amygdala. So in other words, more lying appeared to lead to fewer qualms about lying. You know, it didn't start going all crazy and firecrackery like we thought it would because they lie. It's like, once you lie, it's like, no big deal. I could continue the lie and just continue the lie. And that is easier. When I started to lie to my kids, it was really interesting. I never wanted to lie to my kids. And then I realized that BSing is an okay form of lying. So when they started to ask about what I did in school and what I, you know, and you know, I was like, oh, you know, I'm just going to BS my way through it. And now I don't think I've told them anything truthful in a long time. I'm joking. Actually, it's been very frustrating because one of my kids is asking about how Daddy and I approached sex before marriage and approached a lot of issues. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Now, you see, when I was growing up, you asked anything like that to your parents, you got smacked with a belt. I mean, it was none of your business. But nowadays, kids want to know. So, you know, I told him I was a good girl, blah, blah. And then I, you know, went into some, you know, not a lot of detail. And so, I I'm starting to be a little bit more truthful to them. But, gosh, that's hard. I like lying. It's a lot easier. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.